So now we are at the stanza number 18 of chapter number 3. And this is dedication of the dojong. The training the mind, training in compassion and wishing well, aspiration of wishing well to the people. And here, you know, whatever the training of the mind we have done, so now we are dedicating that positive merit towards all the sentient beings. And it's also very important to understand that this kind of dedication or aspiration is said to be very important. Not only that kind of increases our aspiration and our the boundary of compassion and commitment towards the welfare of all the beings, but the more kind of we wish that, the more we pray, the more we dedicate, the result of that creates the right conditions to be able to, you know, accomplish more benefit to the people. Sometimes it is said that if a very kind of realized, very great being, very highly kind of experienced and with lots of realization person, may not be able to accomplish much help, much benefit to the lots of people. And someone who is maybe a little bit less accomplished than that, but are able to accomplish a lot of benefit for the people. And why this happens is basically because of the dedication and is because of the strong aspirations. The lack of that, or because of that, the more you have great aspirations made, more dedications you have made, more strong this kind of and strong and clear and boundless aspirations you made, that much powerful your activities will be in the future. So therefore, it is very important to become very, what can you say, very innovative and be able to kind of pray in a very innovative way that we can be of great, great, great help to lots of beings. So what I see here is not very difficult to understand. May I be guard for those who are protectorless. You know, there are lots of beings who doesn't have any protection, any help, who kind of feel fear and danger in their lives, you know, this kind of not only human beings, and all kind of beings. So for them, may I appear to them, or may I become their guard and guardian, a guide for those who journey on the road. And there are lots of beings who are lost in their way, who don't know where to go and how to proceed, whether it's on a kind of physical kind of a journey or a spiritual journey. For them, I may become a guide and I may lead them in a way that is easy for them and that will give very quick and you know un kind of hinderless progress on their path. For those who wish to cross the water, may I be a boat, a raft, a bridge. Those beings who want to cross the water, the sea, the lakes, the rivers, and also the ocean of samsara, may I become a boat to them, or a raft, or a bridge, and help them to cross that without any problem, without any obstacles, without difficulties. And then stanza number 19, may be an isle for those who yearn for land, a lamp for those who long for light, for all who need a resting place, a bed, for those who need a servant, may I be their slave. And until, you know, they have attained the complete enlightenment, may I be an island for those who yearn for land. If they are crossing the ocean and they're very tired and then they're very kind of exhausted, and then sometimes they need an island so that they can, you know, kind of rest a little bit, both in the spiritual as well as material kind of actual life, may I be able to do that. Those who are completely, you know, kind of tired or desperate or burnt out, may I be able to give them a space or some kind of a sustenance, like a land or an island, so that they can recuperate and they can rest and then go forward. And those who are in darkness, you know, who need light, who doesn't have light, who doesn't have a vision, who doesn't have who wants to read or who wants to see through but cannot, for them may become a lamp or a light or a torch. For all who need a resting place, a bed, there are lots of beings who need, who are very, very kind of exhausted and do not have any way to rest, to them, I may be able to provide them a bed, or may I become like a bed for them so that they can rest. For those who need a servant, may I be their slave. And there are lots of beings who are kind of too old or too sick or too, you know, too disabled, that they cannot do things for themselves, they cannot, you know, take care of themselves. May I be able to become their nurse, their servant, their slave, you know, whatever you call that, but that I really help them to go through all the problems and difficulties. May I be the wishing jewel, the vase of wealth, a word of power, and the supreme healing. May be the tree of miracles, for every being the abundant cow. Not only that, may I be able to provide, you know, that a little kind of services, like an island for the exhausted and the sea, or a lamp to give a kind of a light, or a bed, or a kind of a little bit of nursing or service, but may I be able to give them everything that they wish. So therefore, like a wishing jewel, is a jewel that if you have and if you kind of make a prayer to it, whatever you wish, it kind of it produces, or the rain, the things fall from the sky. Or the vase of wealth, you know, when you have this vase of wealth, then whatever you kind of pray for, whatever you wish for, that automatically happens. A word of power means somebody who has accomplished the mantras or the dharanis. And then when you say the mantra, or then when you have accomplished it, then everything you wish is accomplished through the words. The supreme healing, that all the diseases can be totally healed as soon as you touch them, or as soon as you have whatever, you know, that you have the power to heal and heal everything as soon as kind of you touch them, or you give them whatever, you know, things that you have empowered the power of that healing. So may I be the tree of miracles. You know, the tree of miracles is the same thing, that whatever I wish under the tree, then all these, you know, wishes are fulfilled. For every being, the abundant cow. an abandoned cow is also like that. You have this cow and then you can milk whatever you want from that cow. So may I become to all the beings until they become enlightened and totally, you know, free from all sufferings themselves, that I may become for them very available. You know, I may make them available the wishing jewel, the vase of wealth, the words of power, the supreme healing, the tree of miracles, and the abundant cow. Any of them or all of them to all the beings whenever they need them. So in the same way, just like the earth and space itself and all the other mighty elements, for boundless multitudes of beings may always be the ground of life, the source of varied sustenance. Like the earth, earth kind of is the basis. When there is earth, then you have the basis, you have the container of everything. And like the space provides the, you know, kind of space for everything. It accommodates everything. In the same way, all the other, you know, like mighty elements, the four elements, you know, or five elements, the earth. Earth makes the basis of everything. The water. Water gives the, you know, the moisture, the collects. The water elements. The earth elements is one that sustains us, gives us solidity. Earth elements kind of brings them together, you know, puts together all the parts. The earth, the fire elements gives them heat and ripens things. The ripening kind of the power, ripening energy is the fire element. And then the moving kind of energy, which makes things move on, you know, kind of change and move on. Is the wind element or the air element. So all these elements, you know, or like this, for may I become to all the beings, to multitude of beings, to the boundless multitude of beings, like all these elements, that I may give them the space, put them together, ripen their positive things and give space and energy to go on to all the sentient beings. May I become the source of their kind of their survival, their maintenance, their happiness of all the sentient beings. Thus, for everything that lives, as far as the limits of the sky, may be constantly their source of livelihood, until they pass beyond all sorrow. Especially may I be able to bring them beyond all sufferings and sorrows and pain, and, you know, make them become totally enlightened, totally free from suffering for all the time, you know, lasting peace and happiness. And until that happens, then I may be able to give them the source of livelihood, the source of happiness, source of kind of sustenance, and very good, you know, very happily, without problems, you know, give them health, give them, you know, food, food, clothes, you know, education, joy, whatever service, whatever they need, whatever is necessary, whatever is good for them, may I be able to give them everything. So what is really saying here is that may I be able to bring them out of suffering, a complete enlightenment, lasting peace and happiness as soon as possible to all the sentient beings. And until that happens, now may I be able to provide them everything they need and all the things that creates, you know, positive circumstances and happy circumstances for all these beings. So this kind of, this is the dedication, and this dedication can be made, this kind of aspiration. This dedication, if you make before the practice, becomes the aspiration. And if it is made after the practice, then it becomes dedication. And so therefore, you know, it is good. It's good to do it before, good to do it after, and regularly, you know, because this is the kind of the main wish, the most important wish, main important purpose of all our practices, all our training, all our, you know, kind of endeavor. So therefore, if I'm doing something which is not with that aspiration, and then I'm not doing it in the true bodhisattva way. So therefore, you know, even if I'm doing something for myself, it's eventually for these purposes that I would like to improve myself. So therefore, this has to be the kind of general understanding of a bodhisattva's way of life. So this was from stanza number 18 to 22. Thank you very much.